Welcome to Stork Science World, the podcast that brings you cutting-edge research in an accessible way. I'm Jamie, and this podcast is produced by Stork, a research productivity software designed to help scientists navigate the complex world of academic research.
And I'm Alex. Today we're diving into some fascinating research about small extracellular vesicles, or SEVs as they're commonly known, and how they're being engineered to treat acute liver failure. This is some really groundbreaking stuff that was just published in the Journal of Extracellular Vesicles.
Absolutely, Alex. Before we get into the details, let's give our listeners some context. Acetaminophen. You know, the active ingredient in Tylenol is actually one of the leading causes of drug poisoning worldwide. When taken in excessive amounts, it can cause severe liver damage and even acute liver failure, which can be life-threatening.
Right, and while there is a standard treatment for acetaminophen overdose called N-acetylcysteine or NAC, it has some limitations. It doesn't always fully restore liver function, especially in severe cases, and it can cause some nasty side effects like nausea, vomiting, and even anaphylactoid reactions in some patients.
That's where this research comes in. The team, led by researchers including Yenting Liu, Tzu-Yu Chen, and Hixing Hong Lin, has developed a really innovative approach using mesenchymal stromal cells, or MSCs, which have shown promise in treating liver failure. But instead of using the cells themselves, they're focusing on the tiny vesicles that these cells release.
Oh, these extracellular vesicles are fascinating. They're like little delivery packages that cells use to communicate with each other. They contain various therapeutic cargoes like mRNA, proteins, and other molecules that can help repair damaged tissue. The really cool thing is that they can provide many of the benefits of stem cell therapy without the risks associated with using actual living cells.
Exactly. But there's been a problem with using these vesicles therapeutically. They don't naturally target specific organs or tissues. They just kind of float around the body without any real direction. So the researchers wanted to figure out how to make these vesicles specifically target the liver, where they're needed most in cases of acetaminophen-induced liver failure.
And this is where it gets really clever, Jamie. They use something called click chemistry, which, by the way, won the Nobel Prize in 2022, to attach targeting molecules to the surface of these vesicles. Specifically, they created what they're calling CAR-SEVs, or chimeric antigen receptor modified small extracellular vesicles.
Let me break down how they did this, because it's pretty ingenious. First, they treated mesenchymal stromal cells derived from human placenta with a special sugar molecule that contains an azide group. This caused the cells to produce vesicles with azide groups on their surface.
Then they created a targeting molecule, a single-chain variable fragment, or SCFV, that specifically binds to a receptor called acylglycoprotein receptor 1, which is primarily found on liver cells. They attached a special chemical group called DBCO to this targeting molecule.
And here's where the click chemistry comes in. When they mix these two components together, the DBCO group on the targeting molecule spontaneously and specifically reacted with the azide groups on the vesicles, creating these CAR-SEVs that can now specifically target liver cells. It's like giving these vesicles a GPS that only leads to the liver.
That's such a great analogy. And what's amazing is how well it worked. When they tested these CAR-SEVs in both cell cultures and in mice with acetaminophen-induced liver failure, the results were really impressive. The CAR-SEVs significantly reduced liver damage markers in the blood, decreased inflammation, and promoted liver cell proliferation.
And importantly, they compared the CAR-SEVs to regular non-targeted SEVs and found that the targeted vesicles were much more effective. This makes sense, right? If more of the therapeutic vesicles are reaching the liver, you'd expect better results.
Absolutely. The researchers also did some detailed analysis of the mRNAs contained in these vesicles, which are small RNA molecules that can regulate gene expression. They found that many of these mRNAs target genes involved in inflammation, apoptosis, that's programmed cell death, and liver regeneration.
You know what I find particularly exciting about this research is its potential beyond just treating acetaminophen overdose. The authors suggest that this targeted delivery approach could be applied to other conditions as well. By simply changing the targeting molecule to direct the vesicles to different organs or tissues.
Definitely. They even mention possible applications for rare genetic diseases, anti-cancer drug delivery, and even creating brain-targeted delivery systems that could bypass the blood-brain barrier. It's like they've developed a versatile platform that could be adapted for all sorts of therapeutic purposes.
Of course, there are still challenges to overcome before this approach reaches clinical use. The researchers mentioned the need for better understanding of the pharmacokinetics and pharmacodynamics of these CAR SEVs, as well as challenges in scaling up production while maintaining stability.
That's true, and I think it's worth noting that this research was funded by several grants, including those from the Structural Biomed Laboratory and a MediDiamond grant. It's always good to see this kind of innovative research getting the financial support it needs.
Absolutely. Well, I think we've covered the main points of this fascinating study. To summarize, researchers have developed a way to create targeted extracellular vesicles that can specifically deliver therapeutic cargo to the liver, showing enhanced efficacy in treating acetaminophen-induced liver failure compared to non-targeted vesicles.
And they did this using click chemistry to attach liver-targeting molecules to the surface of these vesicles, creating what they call CAR SEVs. The approach shows a lot of promise, not just for liver conditions, but potentially for a wide range of therapeutic applications.
That wraps up today's episode of Stork Science World. If you're interested in reading the full paper, we'll include a link in the show notes. And remember, this podcast is brought to you by Stork, helping researchers navigate the complex world of academic literature.
Thanks for listening, everyone. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, leave a rating, and share with your colleagues. Until next time, I'm Alex.
And I'm Jamie, signing off from Stork Science World.